KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news on the international front. It's been reported that Israel has received the names of hostages who will be released on the Thursday of the planned ceasefire. The halt in fighting was supposed to officially begin more than 2 hours ago, but it was delayed after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that there would be no 42-day ceasefire until Hamas provides a list of hostages to be exchanged. Sky's Middle East correspondent Ali Bonkol is there.
On the Hamas official website, they have released the names of the first three hostages that they expect to release later today. They are Romy Jonin, a 24-year-old, Doron Shadana Kaya, 31-year-old, and Emily Damari, a dual British Israeli national, now 28 years old.
Back home, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the country stands in solidarity with the people of Palestine. He says South Africa has been pushing for a ceasefire for months.
May the developments of the ceasefire propel us to realize a long-lasting solution, which is the self-determination of the Palestinian people. We are among other nations that, within the United Nations, that are proponents of the two-state solution. And we are still for that.
An economist says he believes the collapse of Itala is due to mismanagement. The Prudential Authority has approached the Pietermaritzburg High Court to apply for Itala to be provisionally liquidated. It's after an investigation found that the state-owned entity, which operates primarily in rural areas, was technically and legally insolvent. Davi Ruot, the chief economist at the Efficient Group, says government should let the private sector run SOEs.
The private sector is just better doing these kind of things. We can see most other state-owned enterprises in South Africa are also very, very deep in trouble because they are ultimately under control of politicians. So to prevent something from this happening again is do not open another state bank, firstly, and secondly, try to sell the existing state assets, and it's unlikely to happen again.
And the DA in eThekwini has filed a motion with the Speaker's office requesting emergency intervention to deal with a water crisis in Tongaat, north of Durban. The party says the area has faced water outages for a decade, with the floods worsening the community's suffering. DA Exco member, Councillor Yogas Govinda.
The situation is now quite critical, and as the DA, we are asking the city leadership to use any emergency procurement procedures to replace and repair these aging main pumping lines in Tongaat immediately, and to upgrade the capacity at the Tongaat Waterworks also immediately.
Newswatch spoke to some of the affected residents.
We don't have water. It becomes days without water. Like, where, how are we supposed to survive without water?
Sometimes we're having water crisis for like 6 hours, 5 hours, sometimes for the whole day.
Your top story this hour. It's been reported that Israel has received the names of hostages who will be released on the first day of the planned ceasefire. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.